Well, good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. Today, I want to discuss the subject of right and wrong. The topic of right and wrong is often the subject of great debate. Many times, oftentimes, people cannot agree on what is right and what is wrong. Now, there are those who will say, "Let your conscience be your guide." Let your conscience be your guide to tell you what is right and what is wrong. Now, on the surface, at first glance, that may be pretty good advice. However, letting your conscience be your guide can be problematic. Let me explain what I mean with this unusual example. Think about a cannibal. A cannibal raised on a tropical island in the South Pacific. That cannibal can kill you, that cannibal can eat you, cook you, with a perfectly clear conscience. Brethren, a conscience must be established. A conscience must be trained. A conscience must be developed. And a conscience must be maintained. Now, many will make the argument that a thing is right or wrong simply according to the way one thinks about it. However, Proverbs 12:15 says, quote, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." And Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." So, how do we know what is right and what is wrong? Let me offer you a simple but very useful guide to utilize when making choices about right and wrong. Ask yourself this question. What would the person that I admire most, do if he or she were in my place? Now, for a Christian, this should mean, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? As they say, WWJD. The logical question then follows, how do we know what Jesus would do? And the answer to that question is, we must read the gospel accounts. We must study. We must learn about what Jesus did, what he taught when he walked the earth. And friends, I can't know what Jesus would do unless I know Jesus. You can't know what Jesus would do until you know Jesus. Brethren, let us all get to know Jesus better and better. Amen.